This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. For the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne Division, the Iraq War is nearly over. As part of the biggest troop transfer since World War II, the division is just days from coming home. It fought its way to Baghdad, then was suddenly rushed north to a region it knew nothing about. 10 months later, it's time for these soldiers to pass on everything they've learned to a force from the 2nd Infantry Division. NPR's Ann Garrels prepared this report from Mosul.
What we're going to conduct today is a cordon and knock.
Iraqis in the north have been warned the 101st replacements look very different. Instead of helicopters and Humvees, the Striker Brigade out of Fort Lewis, Washington, will be patrolling in the Army's latest troop carrier. Surrounded by a menacing-looking grill, the eight-wheel Striker is big. It's fast. It's very high-tech. And it can pack a lot of firepower. It can also be stealthy. It's quieter than the vehicles Iraqis have grown used to, and they've already dubbed the Strikers the Ghosts. But Colonel Joe Anderson's advice to his replacements, technology isn't everything.
You have to be able to engage the people, win the hearts and minds to get progress.
44-year-old Anderson has led operations in Mosul and 64 surrounding towns and villages. He's been a de facto mayor, overseeing cleanup, the introduction of a local government, and the training of new police. He leaves with mixed emotions.
We fought to get here. We fought here. We've had a lot of sweat and blood's going into this place in terms of our brigade, our division, our army. So you leave with mixed feelings because it is not all settled. So you're kind of handing off an unfinished product. Although from where it was when we took, which was nothing, to where it is now, is pretty significant.
More than 460 of the division's soldiers have been wounded, 46 killed in action, and 18 killed by non-hostile injuries or accidents during the long haul through the south and the occupation of the north. While less dangerous than volatile central Iraq, opposition to the U.S.-led forces is ever present, whether from criminals, former regime elements, or extremists. And then there are what General David Petraeus, the commander of the 101st, calls the fence sitters.
Fence sitters may tolerate these people. They may not be aiding and abetting them.
Petraeus says too many Iraqis have yet to buy into the new Iraq. In his view, winning the peace comes down to good intelligence and one other key thing.
It is jobs, jobs, jobs.
The Striker Brigade has big shoes to fill with a lot fewer men. It's coming in with 9,000, less than half the manpower the 101st fielded, and a much smaller budget. For the last couple of weeks, the units have been working together.
It's the old driver's ed thing of, you watch me drive, and then I'll watch you drive.
Major Paul Dixon is a reservist serving in a psychological operations company. He's been responsible for persuading Iraqis life is indeed getting better. Down from 62, his replacements are a small group of 18.
There's a lot of paring down that needs to happen with the new company coming in. What is truly important? What has been accomplished that we can set aside? And what things are we just simply not going to be able to do?
But Petraeus says the paring down is doable because there are now 20,000 Iraqi security personnel in the area. He says it's a good time, and Mosul a good region, to begin to scale down.
If you constantly resist doing that, you're never going to get there. And so this is probably not a bad action forcing mechanism to work this out so that Iraqi security forces shoulder an increasing amount of the load, which we think they're capable of doing.
But a local police station was hit this weekend by a car bomb, killing at least 9. With continued unrest and an uncertain transition to a new government looming, Sheikh Ghazi Aliawar, a member of the governing council from Mosul, is nervous about the handover.
I would rather have the same division have stayed here because, you know, after 9 months of being here, definitely they have gathered a lot of information and experience in dealing with the people of Iraq and especially Mosul.
As they pack up, there are some in the 101st who would have liked to stay on, but not many. Most are already dreaming of that first hug, that first home-cooked meal. By midweek, most everyone will have left, but someone has to be last, and that honor may well fall to Sergeant Joseph Poulter.
Pushing people out, making sure that trucks, equipment, and personnel make it home. It's tedious work. I don't mind. I don't mind at all, but I'm still going home.
Ann Garrels, NPR News.